8 or 10,000.
Shit.
The Wire.
You're tuned into The Wire on 95BFM. Remember, if you've got something to say about anything that we're talking about today, feel free to text into 5395. We'd love to hear from you. Next up, we have Auckland Women's Centre Manager Leonie Morris talking about their upcoming Feminist Parenting Forum.
We're very excited to bring three inspiring speakers, all talking about feminist parenting from quite different points of view. It's a very timely subject because there needs to be a lot more work done in New Zealand challenging sexism and sex role stereotyping. And our speakers, we've got Emily Wright, who's a well-known blogger who's got tremendous following from new mums who are finding the initial challenges of parenting. We've got Tanya Puffley, who actually, in her family, most of the parenting is done by her partner. So that's another interesting perspective. And Cecilia Etuati, who's speaking from the perspective of a Samoan woman and also from a single mum. And she gets a lot of support from her own Samoan community. So we're pretty excited about this forum, which is going to look at feminist parenting and all its various aspects. We believe the government doesn't provide enough support to parents, and this makes it harder to be a feminist parent than it needs to be. The government doesn't provide six months paid parental leave. It doesn't provide enough funding for childcare. And in many other ways, it doesn't support parenting. So it's very difficult to be a parent in Aotearoa. And it's we're holding this forum in order to inspire people's feminist parenting. For feminists, we also want to make sure that we're not, by talking about feminist parenting and asking parents to look at parenting from a feminist perspective, we don't want to add to mother guilt, which is also a huge issue in our society, mainly because there isn't enough support given to mums. So there's a lot to talk about, Amanda.
Absolutely. And so how can someone kind of approach parenting from a feminist perspective?
Well, it's about that, since the 1970s, parents in New Zealand have been raising their children and in doing so have been challenging sex role stereotyping. So in encouraging their boys to be empathetic, to be interested in all the things that are traditionally associated with girls, and then at the same time, of course, raising their girls to be strong and allowing them and encouraging them to be interested in the areas that are traditionally seen as boys, of interest to boys. So, yeah, that's the main way. There's a lot involved with that, and it's not straightforward. And like I say, parenting in New Zealand is hard, and it just, without even thinking about feminist parenting, parenting in New Zealand is hard. So we're offering this forum to inspire people to be feminist parents, to think about how their parenting, and yeah, to give them different tools to incorporate into their feminist parenting.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Leonie. Was there anything else you wanted to talk about it?
Just to say that everybody's welcome, and we do have a cost, but the cost is based on what people can afford. So if you can, you can't afford to pay, then just don't pay anything. We'd like people to choose what they can afford to pay. And we're also creating a family-friendly space at the hall if people want to bring their children.
Irirangi Pō, Radio Bosom.
The Wire.
Life's too short for bad selectors, so improve your musical background with From the Crate. Every Thursday on BFM Breakfast, we'll treat you to a few pieces of delicious wax from Southbound Records. From the Crate, 9:15 every Thursday morning on BFM Breakfast with me, Troy. Thanks to Southbound Records, the largest range of new vinyl in New Zealand at 132 Simon Street and online.
BFM.
BFM, Auckland's original originator for music, news and points of views. Broadcast to the world and podcast to your device at 95bfm.com.
Kei te whakarongo koe ki te Wire, marunga irirangi pō.
The Wire.
Before the break, we had Auckland Women's Centre manager Leonie Morris talking about the centre's upcoming parenting forum, a feminist parenting forum. And lastly on the show today, tomorrow Babe Vibes, a media company, is releasing a new zine all about sex. More than this though, the zine also tackles topics of the many different types of shame women can feel surrounding sex. I spoke to Babe Vibes founder Cara Haupt about the zine, and I began by asking what exactly it is that Babe Vibes does.
Babe Vibes is a collection of work by creative women. So we're kind of a small media company, and we publish like a variety of work, everything from like interviews to essays, to short films, and then we have a shop where we sell a variety of like products and digital prints, and also sell kind of like one-off print zines. And so we've done a couple of zines. One on self-care called Methods of Self-Care, one about creative block called Block Zine, and then the Beyonce zine, and a couple other things that I have written. So that's the quick synopsis of what Babe Vibes is.
And why is it important for you to have a space like this that is just by women?
I think, like, giving, like, women just like an opportunity and a place to make things within like this media landscape that doesn't really prioritize their voices or at least like prioritize topics that they might not have a chance to speak on in like mainstream places. And I'm like really interested in like giving younger women especially like a platform to be able to share their talents kind of beyond like their small or their smaller world. And so that's kind of how I see Babe Vibes, like facilitating this talent that you know, might be on the internet but might be in a small way, especially for like younger artists and designers and illustrators and writers.
Absolutely. And you have a new zine coming out tomorrow. What is that one all about?
It's called Sex Etc. It is a zine about sex and culture and shame. it's in collaboration with Evian Whitney from Sex Love Liberation, and so we co-edited it together, and I designed it. And we have like a bunch of essays from Ashley Reese and Chelsea G. Summers and Jody Lane, and then it's part essays, part interviews, and then we have this beautiful couple-page spread of nudes that were submitted from the Babe Vibes community. So that's kind of what it's all about. I'm, like, super excited and super proud of how it came out.
Yeah, and how does it kind of approach sex in relation to how sex is approached by a lot of kind of media organizations?
Yeah, I think you know, it's all by women or by femme people. And so I think, again, it's like the whole like idea behind Babe Vibes, which is prioritizing these voices. The zine itself is, I think originally we had started creating it about last year. kind of before so many things in this world went down, especially in American politics, and we finally kind of finished it this January. So Eliana and I were kind of talking about the zine because it came out a little bit maybe darker or more negative than I think we'd originally intended it to be. And I think it hits on a lot of like tough subjects, especially around like sex and shame and how women have been conditioned to feel and experience sex. And I feel like the zine kind of gives space for everyone to speak on that and to kind of figure out what it means to be like quote unquote sex positive or quote unquote sex negative in like this world that we live in now. And that's kind of like the angle that the zine is coming out of. And, you know, kind of really diving into what shame is when it's in the context of sex, or whether that's bodies, whether that's trauma and assault, whether that's, you know, slut shaming, like all of these different ways that kind of functions in culture. And it's really beautiful how it came out.
And so where can people find the zine and find out more about Babe Vibes?
They can find more out about Babe Vibes at babevibes.com. The zine will be up in probably 12 hours. And there'll be a link there. We have, you know, of course, Twitter and Instagram. If you just search Babe Vibes, it will come right up.
That was The Wire.
That was indeed The Wire for Monday the 20th of March. Thank you to everyone who came on the show. We had Real Estate Institute of New Zealand CEO Bindi Norwell. We also had Generation Zero Campaign spokesperson Lisa McLaren. We had AUT Pacific Media Centre's Kendall Hutt and Green Party co-leader Matsiria Ture. We had Auckland Women's Centre manager Leonie Morris. And just now we've had Babe Vibes founder Cara Haupt. Also, a big thank you to producer Ben Goldson and news director Shamina Smith. Penny's up next. I'm Amanda Jane Robinson. Have a lovely afternoon.